Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Another one, Roma. They win again in Serie A. They bounce back after being eliminated in the Europa League. They defeat Cagliari 1-0. The Cortomuso rears its, I won't say beautiful head, but I also won't say ugly head. I will just say manifests itself again. Before getting into that, of course, our patrons, patreon.com/RomaPress at isromapress for the video version, and on social media, you all know the drill by now. And as always, thank you all for your support throughout this season. It has meant a lot to Andy and myself. Well, 1-0 against Cagliari, a team who always gives Roma problems, Andy. Not so often at the Olimpico. I didn't know that Roma
Wait, don't you remember Pisacane? Oh, Pisacane.
Yes, and, Pisacane, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Which, Fonseca getting red carded at the end. Yeah.
Yes, which just as far as surnames go, fantastic one. But I didn't realize that Roma, Cagliari had only won one in the previous 19 against Roma. Didn't know that the record against Roma was so poor, because I don't know. Anytime you go to Sardinia, it always seems like a living hell, and that doesn't apply only to the stadium there or Cagliari as a football club, but really just that island in general. Smells of STDs, and it is like the Italian version of, what's the place where everybody goes to? I'm having a blank in Spain. Come on, you're the Spain.
Ibiza?
Ibiza. I don't know how I forget that. Yeah, the meme I always think of is when Maldini was going to talk with Teo Hernandez there, and they met like on holiday there. That's
fantastic.
Like the perfect.
Yeah, example. And they have the disco music playing on top.
Sardinia is the poor man's version of that. But anyway, if you want to go, sweat your ass off for an entire day, I was only half joking about the STD thing. Then go there. The beaches are okay. I don't know. They're not.
Are you really taking a dump on Sardinia? Are you really?
It's not worth getting the clap over, man. I can tell you that. But anyway.
Wait. Silvio Berlusconi spent his whole life getting the clap over there, and it seemed definitely worth it from his point of view.
We will dedicate a different episode to that. But as far as this match goes, I mean, this was about as typical of a Roma-Cagliari encounter as one would expect. Ugly, gritty, did not contain anything even remotely possessing beautiful, fluid, attacking football. It was, you really had to be patient. You really had to not let them grind you down and force you into mistakes, which is what they tried to do. I mean, this is Nicola. They're fine with playing compactly, hitting you on the counter, making you, forcing you into mistakes and trying to take advantage of them. Roma did not do that tonight. And what I said in my post-match reaction podcast for the patrons, the aspect of this and this run of form in the league that does not get spoken of often and is highly underappreciated, in my opinion, is that they are doing this with alternatives that 5 months ago we did not consider valid or even worthy of being on the pitch. They are doing this. Ranieri is able to make changes to the lineup where we don't see the typical, as we've said before, desperation of having to hoof and throw onto the pitch. Paulo Dybala, Dov big for the final 15 minutes.
Dybala, who gets injured today.
Well,
so,
yeah,
except
for today.
That's the other thing. You get a result. Even though your star player gets injured after coming off the bench. So not even, there for 90 minutes, something like 15 or 10. But today this was classic Cagliari-Roma, Miles VR with some crucial saves once again. Yes. This is the only result that I think you could have gotten today after Thursday's match. This was only the one single result that you could have hoped for. I was afraid because sure, it's always difficult against Cagliari, but for Roma, it's always difficult to bounce back from Europa League loss. But to bounce back from Europa League losses. Like, it's happened so rarely to see this team be able to go into a match after a defeat in the Europa League on Thursday night and go into a Serie A match on Saturday or Sunday or Monday and perform and get a result, because too many times they've gotten disappointed, disheartened, and so it was far from given, this result. These 3 points are huge because they come exactly at this moment where we have an international break. And so we are coming off a really huge run, of results. 6 straight wins in Serie A. Unbelievable, because it's probably something we haven't done since 2016. Sure, against the kind of opposing teams that we faced, you know, Como, Monza, Cagliari, Empoli, fine. Still, this comes at a crucial moment, because you go into this international break, you are not going to play any football for 2 weeks, and imagine the feelings that you would have had to cultivate for the next 2 weeks. If you drop points today,
which is typical. That's typical. What we've been used to for so many seasons now.
Absolutely, that's the thing. That's typical.
That's the status quo.
It's typical, and I told you as we were heading into this match that it would have wiped the slate clean. Everything that Ranieri had done that was good for Roma in his spell so far would have been eliminated just like that. So because what matters in Rome is the latest result, right? So what do we see after Roma lose to Athletic Bilbao, drop out of Europa League? Is that Mats Hummels should be out of the club? Is that Lorenzo Pellegrini is no good? Is that Artem Dovbyk will probably be leaving the club at the end of the season? For one negative result for 2 days, this is all I've been hearing about. This is all I've been writing about, because this has been the spin in Italian media. Losing today or drawing against this Cagliari side would have been devastating for the team's morale going into this international break. So thank God we are spared from this drama.
At least for now, as we know, the international break, when it comes to the ambiente Roma, always conjures up something unforeseen, mysterious. But the fact that we're able to do it in this case too, because once again, you have coming into this match, you have did Bologna score an American touchdown over Lazio 5-0? They drop points. You have Fiorentina Juve going on right now. You have Atalanta Inter. Napoli dropped points coming into this. Milan barely sneaking by Como. Now, of course, a bit of a logical fallacy to even mention Inter, Atalanta, but it at least gives Roma the opportunity, because they messed every single one of these chances up in the first few months of the season, to regain some ground. And I truly, truly, when I was looking back at some of these results from earlier in the season, I do not exaggerate that if Claudio Ranieri, if the move to sack Juric had been made 10 to 14 days sooner.
Not even if you appointed Claudio Ranieri in De Rossi's place.
There's that too. I can't dismiss that though, because I was for it, because
absolutely.
I think we both were okay with Juric at the time. So I don't want to, I guess, retcon that aspect of it. However, we knew that it was going bad with Juric. There was that horrible run up until that Bologna, the crowning jewel of that Bologna defeat at home. Even up until that point, they were not performing well. And looking back, I just think to myself, my gosh, because again, it's not as if you have 6 to 8 new players in the starting 11. It is not as if even you're playing a completely different formation This is, for the most part, what Roma have been implementing or have been utilizing since the beginning of the season. A bit different with De Rossi, obviously. But the mental aspect of this, I mean, this is where, when it comes to Ranieri, in my opinion, this is where you see the decision to bring him has paid dividend. And not only in the standpoint of, okay, somebody like Mats Hummels. I mean, it's not as if that guy requires a lobotomy to get to the bottom of what's going on in his head. You have a lot of guys who have been here for some time. I'm speaking of guys who it is almost as if a light switch was turned on within them following Ranieri's arrival. I mean, it's astonishing to me that you can put somebody like Rensch at the back, playing essentially in central defense. Same thing with Zeki Salik. Who were some of the other? I mean, Baldanzi, Sule. Was a non-entity.
Both Rensch and Salik now injured. So, you know, again, you have these players Salik, let's remember, Salik gets injured before Athletic, and the prospect of not having him hurts us. And indeed, his absence is felt because you have to rely on Hummels, who then makes that mistake. And you think to yourself, well, what if? And so the same thing with Rensch. Now, thank God for this international break. Hopefully he doesn't leave for international duty with a under-21 Dutch team. But absolutely, in the sense that we are going into this final stretch. We have 9 games left in Serie A, which they're all going to be difficult, but we are there with a roster that, if healthy, that's the big if healthy, if they can get these guys recovered. Paulo Dybala also, hopefully he doesn't leave for international duty following today's injury. Well, if they stay healthy, they got the goods to at least compete. I'm not saying that better than everybody else. They got the goods to compete with the others that at the beginning of the season, we were on the other side of the Serie A table. Now we are looking at these results. We are looking at all these other teams because Ranieri put us in that position. Put us in a position, John, to win 6 consecutive Serie A games for the first time in 9 years.
Well, and literally right now, as we are recording, it just went to halftime a bit ago. Juve are losing 2-0 to Fiorentina. So Bologna at this moment, now that could change by the time this comes out, or will change by the time this comes out. Bologna are in fourth position now. And this thing is completely wide open. Roma, 49 points. Bologna in fourth, 53 points. They're right there. I mean, something that you and I considered fantasy. I mean, not so long ago. I mean, just a couple of episodes ago, really, to the point where we kind of scoffed at the mere idea of even top four. We said, with this upcoming run, I think you said it right in the first or second match of it, right when Roma started to at least look like they were beginning to find their footing, so to speak. But you said it, that Roma are going to have this opportunity following the derby in January into February, and where we are now into March. They're going to have a very, very beneficial calendar, and they need to take advantage. And if they can do that, I think, in fact, you and I counted 9 matches, and we said they have to win 9 of the 9, or maybe 8 of the 8, something like that. And they actually did it.
Yeah, they actually did. That's the thing. It's one of those things you say in jest. It's insane. It's insane. Yeah, it's crazy. You would never, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that you expect Real Madrid or Atalanta. Say Atalanta. That's in Serie A, that's usually Atalanta that get this kind of run going. Well,
yes,
it happened with Roma, and we did so poorly in the first half of the season that we're still far away from our objectives. Like, we should not be where we are in both senses. So we should not be here because we really did poorly, but we should also not be here because we could have done so much better. And what Ranieri did is amazing, and yet it's still not enough to put us where we truly should belong with this kind of record.
No. Now, to some extent, and I do believe this, maybe not completely, this race for fourth is essentially who can hold on the last, so to speak. Who is the least shit of the bunch? Because if you look at Bologna, if you look at Lazio, if you look at this Juve, I mean, Roma, for those in line for the top four are the only one that have impressed in these last weeks. I mean, Bologna, from a league point of view, they've been up, they've been down. Fiorentina, I mean, they start out incredibly hot, they've fallen off a cliff. And then Juve, I can't even find the words to describe them. I mean, unwatchable, completely the opposite of what I think most people expected them to do this season. I thought Thiago Motta has done a horrific job implementing that summer spending spree that they had. I mean, where they're just throwing cash everywhere. And here Roma are, from what you and I mean, Andy, I remember that article not so long ago that you wrote, the worst start that IS Roma have had since the Third Reich. It was that long, you know?
1973.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since Vietnam. Maybe not the Third Reich, since Vietnam, but fine. Just the idea, or just the fact that we're having this conversation and looking at a calendar and trying to do these maths in our head is an indictment in and of itself of the turnaround of Roma. But when you look at this fourth position, and there were a couple of the patrons who actually want us to bring into the discussion, Atalanta, who have 58 points in third. Let's hold on. Let's worry about fourth first, and let's see what happens to Atalanta. I'm not ready to go there yet and say that they are, you know, fourth.
We don't want to go there. We did not go there all season long. Maybe it's beneficial to think of this team as still the underachiever, the team that is filled with shortcomings. We should not forget that first half of the season. Like it was so bad that it should stick with us. It should be a reminder of also what we are capable of. This team is capable of doing both things in one season, of having the worst record since 1973 and the best record since 2016. So that's what we're working with. We are working with a team that is completely unpredictable, that was coached really badly at the start of the season, a team that was full of mismatched ideas, a team that was definitely affected by whatever was going on behind the scenes in terms of management structure and the like, a team that did not find the necessary peace and quiet to work properly, to be organized, to look organized on the pitch, hence the results that we were getting. This should be a final stretch of the season where Roma go out of their way and they play their hearts out the same way they've done so far, because they've got nothing to lose. Like it's really, and they should not approach it as, oh my God, if we lose this game, we're out. No, it should be all about getting the most of any opportunity. Because you don't know what the hell the opposing teams will do. You don't know what Lazio will do. You don't know what Juventus will do. You don't know, really. Serie A right now is very unpredictable. There is not much hierarchy in the league, except for those first two teams or so.
Right.
Everybody else is fighting basically to survive. That's what Roma are also doing. You're fighting to survive. That's what they've done in this run, John. When we said you need to get these points against these teams, you need these points. Why? Because that was far from granted. I expected Milos Villar to have to play so many other games where he would have to be called upon the way he was today, you know, and trying to keep the team alive the way he was trying helplessly in the first half of the season. And sometimes he was able to, but most of the time, no. So yet that wasn't the case. We saw a team that came together, that rallied and just decided to go all out. So for me, I go into this international break confident that that whoever is available to work with Ranieri during the break will have the chance to rest, but also to realize that there's nothing to lose. I mean, this Roma team has come up short so many times in recent years. I mean, God knows how many times we've seen this team pretend to compete for top four. How many times have we seen this team try, supposedly, superficially, to chase that top four and then never get it? too many times. So this time I want Roma to take it seriously, to not put too much pressure on themselves, but to just play with that one mission that they've had in mind during this these recent weeks, which was to make the fans proud and to show that they're not the team from that horrific first half of the season.
I completely agree. And the thing I want to reiterate from the previous episode is they have destiny in their hands because they still have to face Juve, Lazio, these teams ahead of them or right next to them in the table. They will have an opportunity to prove themselves, worthy. I'm looking back and I'm just sort of remembering at least the some pieces that were far worse than others. But Andy, you know, for the ones who are kind of trying to dismiss this run, because in fairness, it's not as if they have been playing top tier talent. I have been trying to maintain that I don't care who it is. Roma have proven themselves. There is no opponent too big or too small that can beat them 7-0, or they can just sneak by. I mean, any result with Roma is always on the table. That is a problem. I mean, the lack of balance, the lack of consistency, this is something that plagues the club. It's ingrained within the club. But let's just go back very briefly. So here's who Roma dropped points to in these first few months of the season. Draw to Cagliari, lose to Empoli, draw to Genoa, a draw to Monza, the dismantling at the hands of Fiorentina 5-1. Do you remember that one? I thought that was last season. But then I thought, oh no, it was the one. It was, no, oh, you're thinking of the other one under Di Francesco. I can't keep them all straight. And then you also had some of these other, you had that defeat at home to Bologna. You got pumped by Atalanta at home. You lose to Como. I think I named just 7 or 8 results there. Quite literally, if you have just 2 of those go a different way and you get 3 points, the outlook on the table is you're sitting within 4th position by 2 to 3 points at this time. And that is where you want to rip your hair out because, I mean, these teams that they were dropping these points to so early in the season. And obviously, when it's so soon, you don't want to overreact. You try your best to maintain calm when it's that early and there's going to be so many changes. The transfer market is still even open at times. This is why I always say that same shit, that when you're in March, you always look back and regret most the points you dropped earlier in the first half of the season, because those first 4 to 6 matches, quite literally, if just 2 of those go a different way, where instead of drawing to Cagliari, you're able to get 3 points. Instead of drawing to Monza, you're able to get the 3 points. What you are looking at this moment, you are going into the international break, sitting 4th comfortably. And that is the sheer frustration and why I say that every single season and why I hate sitting here in March, April, May, every single season saying the same damn thing. But that's why. That is why those early points are so precious. But again, you said it, just the fact that they were able to be so shit so early for so long. I mean, let's just remember this. I mean, Andy, August through December, null and void, essentially. It was almost as if you did nothing that you could build off for the remainder of the season. It was almost as if you pressed the reset button with Ranieri. I mean, I want to say, even that Como match, he was at the helm, but I believe it was the Lecce one where they just rolled. Sure. Because he comes for that Napoli match. They lose, but they are able to maintain some dignity in that one. But sure. I mean, really, you started your season in December. Let's just call it for what it is.
Yeah, but isn't it always, I mean, doesn't it happen so many times? Hasn't it happened many times in the past? That is why I say we pretended to compete for top four. Because even last season, John, what happens near the end, you know, with De Rossi? We fool ourselves into believing that we'll compete for top four. But was the match against Empoli really so decisive? You know, we all knew that loss at Empoli. It was, okay, sure, you know, why not? I mean, it makes sense. Everybody could see it coming. Everybody knew that anytime Roma hoped for a miracle. It happened also in Mourinho's first season when we threw everything away for Conference League. It happened in his second season when we threw everything away for Europa League. We pretend to compete. And I'm so tired of seeing this team pretend to compete, because it's really, it bothers me, because it reminds us of which mistakes we made and at what point. And it's not cool. It's not cool. It's not good, because you always find yourself basically at the same point in your development. You think, oh, this team is growing. This team is changing. This team has learned its lessons. That's what we thought with Mourinho at the helm. And then we realized that, no, hey, it's the third season and this team is still making the same mistakes time and time again. With De Rossi at the helm, same thing. Oh, look, this team still does not know how to figure itself out during the summer. They are one of the few teams in Italy that do not know how to organize themselves ahead of the season. So the season starts and the team is just, they're still getting to know each other. And you're like, why? You spent all preseason together. What the hell is wrong with you? It's happened so many times. That's why we come to March, we come to April, those moments where we should be aiming for top four. We should be aiming to put pressure on Lazio, on Juve. We should make those teams sweat, and yet we never do. We're just there behind them. We're barely hanging on. We're trying to look good, but it doesn't work that way, unfortunately. You have to make the best of every opportunity. That is why Roma are looking at this international break as the crucial period to prepare for 9 games that, yeah, I mean, I'm tired of saying hearing players say, oh, it's 9 finals, 8 finals, 10 finals, 7 finals, whatever. Always finals, finals, finals. No, it's just, hey, this is an opportunity to make amends, to make amends for all of our past sins.
I couldn't agree more about the final thing. It is right there. The first face that comes to mind when I hear that is Florenzi, along with let's keep our heads held high. I can't stand that. That was one of Paolo Fonseca's favorite euphemisms to use, and it drives me mad every single time. But I couldn't agree more as far as this is where, about the reverting back to old Roma, this is where we need to see those steps being made, where this international break, we are so used to going into them with shit having hit the proverbial fan. Can you think, I don't even know in my lifetime, of an international break that Roma have gone into it with on the pitch results having been this positive. It probably just statistically has never happened in my lifetime at all. Obviously, there were good moments going into it. However, just the sheer number and volume of points you have been able to collect over what has been, yes, a very beneficial aspect of your calendar. But I don't care, because the early part of their calendar was beneficial as well, and they shit themselves. So I'm not going to dismiss this. I'm not going to cast aside these victories. And again, I don't care if they are 1-2-0 as well. That, if anything, that makes me feel better. Maybe they are preparing for Max Allegri to come over the summer. Who knows? We'll talk about that during the international break. But we're going to take a few days off. We'll be back when Roma begin preparing for this last stretch of the season. So until next time, everyone, thank you for listening. Ciao.